It's 38 degrees as we begin our boys game tonight here on KMEM. It's being brought to you by these Schuyler County sponsors, and they include Carpet Plus Flooring and Furniture in Kirksville, the Exchange Bank in Northeast Missouri with branches in Cahokia, Lancaster, Memphis, and Queen City, Hawkins Harrison Insurance. They've got offices in Edina, Cahokia, Kirksville, Lancaster, and Memphis. Schuyler County R1 Booster Club, Schuyler County Times Weekly Newspaper, Slayton Polaris ATVs, Tri-County Electric in Lancaster, and Mayberry Farms Truck and Accessories, just north of Memphis. It's 7:26. Let's take you back to Queen City, Missouri for the boys' game with the play-by-play. Here's KMEM Sports Director Donnie Middleton.
And thank you, Dave, and welcome back, everybody, to Schuyler County R1 High School. It is the boys' turn, and let's take a look at the starting lineup. First four, the Novinger Wildcats. It'll be Wes Finley, the junior. Tartu Farrell, a senior. Connor Robinson, a senior. Eli Carter, a senior. And Jace Brammel, he's a junior. So it'll be Wes Finley, Tartu Farrell, Connor Robinson, Eli Carter, and Jace Brammel. And the Wildcats, 16-8, and coached by Jace Roberts. For Schuyler County, it'll be Cale Wendy, a sophomore, Cooper Amon, a junior, Trevin Small, a senior, Ryan Paris, a junior, and Noah Newland, a senior. Cale Wendy, Cooper Amon, Trevin Small, Ryan Paris, and Noah Newland. The Rams are 9-14 and coached by Chris Pruitt. So an Ovinger boys being introduced. And they are, again, 16-8. Good season for Novinger. Now the Schuyler County Rams being introduced. Fans come to their feet. And even after the seniors' night was over between games, a lot of this crowd has stuck around. In case you missed it, in the girls' game, it was Schuyler County winning their 22nd game of the year by defeating Novinger 66-18. So Trevin Small being introduced. Cale Wendy, Cooper Amon, Trevin Small. And now here comes Ryan Ferris. And the lone senior on this team is Noah Newland. And he'll get a big round of applause. It's not their last, not his last game. And they've got a, Schuyler County has their last regular season game Friday night, as they play host to Fayette, then the district tournament all next week right here. So he's got a couple, the seniors have a couple more games left in the Schuyler County gym. So we're set to play basketball in the boys' game as Ryan Paris will jump center. It looks like Wes Findling. One number is all I can see as the ball is up. Tip is controlled by Nominger. As Jackie Farrell lost the handle on the basketball, stolen away by Wendy, gives it underneath to Trevin Small, puts up the shot, missed it, but drew the foul. So Trevin Small will go to the line. He'll shoot two shots. As, let me see, as soon as the scoreboard tells me, the foul's going to be on Jace Farrell. The first shot is no good. Or Jace Brammel, rather, will pick up the foul. That's his first. As Trevin Small at the line, second free throw. On the way, it's no good. And Findling off with a rebound. Gives the ball to Robinson. Robinson across the timeline, kicks it off in the corner to Farrell. Farrell drives the baseline, and he stepped on the end line. So it'll be Schuyler basketball. That's Wendy. Will inbound to Trevin Small, back to Wendy. As Wendy will bring it across the timeline, man-to-man defense by Nominger. New one has on the left wing. In the left corner to Amon. Kicks back out to Ryan Ferris. Now top of the key to Wendy. Left wing. It goes to Trevin Small. As Amon put up a 10-foot jumper off the left baseline. No good. And the rebound goes out of bounds. So it'll be Nominger basketball at Schuyler County. Puts on a press as Robinson with the basketball gives it to Farrell, back to Robinson, back to Farrell. And Farrell lost the handle on the basketball, stole away by Small. Small puts it off, glass got it. Devin Small with 2 points. Farrell in the backcourt to Robinson to Farrell. Farrell sees it open, takes it to the hoop, lays it up, missed the layup, and Noah Newland off with the rebound. As Newland across the timeline, Dick Amon on the right wing beyond the arc. As Amon gets it back out to Wendy between the two circles. Wendy dribbles to the right wing, hands it off to Trevin Small between the two circles to Newland. Wendy for three out of the left corner, no good. And off of the rebound comes Eli Carter. Carter gives the ball to Robinson. That threw it right to Trevin Small inside to Ferris. Off glass, got it. More than 2 points for Ryan Ferris. Again, pressure by Schuyler County. Robinson in the backcourt. Robinson gets the ball over to Farrell. Farrell down the far sideline to the right wing. Skips it across the left wing to Robinson. Robinson, 15-foot jumper on the way. No good. And Noah Newland off the rebound. As Newland will bring it across the timeline. Finds Small on the right wing on the right corner to Amon. Amon cut off on the right baseline. Gets to the Wendy on the right wing. Now Amon out of the right corner. 10-foot jumper on the way. Got it. 2 points for Cooper Amon, 6-0. Scottie with the lead. It's Farrell in the backcourt to Robinson. Robinson gives it to Findlay on the right wing. Back to Robinson. Now Findlay out of the right corner for three. High arching shot. No good. Rebound tipped around. And out with it comes Noah Newland. Newland gives it to Small. It's driving Small across the timeline. Wendy in the left wing to Amon in the left corner. Amon kicks it back out to Ferris on the left wing. Now Newland between the two circles to Small between the two circles to Wendy on the right wing beyond the arc. Wendy, one dribble, Small in the center circle to Newland on the left wing. Out pops Wendy, back to Newland, left wing. Skips to the right wing to Wendy. Thought about the three, didn't take it, gives it to Small. Now Newland will try a three. Well, alley-oop underneath to Amon. Puts it up and got it. 4 points to Cooper Amon. Gives his assist to Noah Newland. As Farrell across the timeline. Findlay. Findlay gets into Robinson. Underneath it goes to Brownell. And Brownell walk with it. As into the ball game for Nominger will come Xander Broadwell. And Brownell will check out. Well, evidently, Brownell's going to stay in the game. Broadwell has to go back to the locker room. So Small will bring it across the timeline. 8-0, kind of with the lead. As Small gives it to Ferris on the right wing. Now Wendy for three. No good. Airballed it. And pinned it off the rebound. Gives it to Robinson. As Robinson will bank it across the timeline. Robinson. And a 1-2-2 zone by Schuyler County and a whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on Ryan Ferris. So Ryan Ferris picks up his first foul. First team foul as Robinson will inbound on the far sideline. Gets it out to Wes Findlay. Findlay to Farrell on the deep left wing. Now Robinson on the left wing. To Farrell. Gets it over to Findlay. Now back to Farrell. Farrell tries to take it down the left lane. Whistle of a foul. The foul is going to be on Ferris again. That's his second. So two fouls on Ryan Ferris as Connor Smith will check in the ball game. Robinson will inbound to Farrell at the top of the key. Now Findlay long. Three on the way. Bullseye! Findlay hits a three. Then Nominger on the board. 8-3. Scott of the lead is Wendy. Gives the ball to Newland on the right wing in the right corner. Connor Smith for three. No good. And the rebound is batted around. And it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Connor Robinson. So Schuyler with the basketball. Out of bounds on the far sideline. Amon rolling down to Wendy in the backcourt. Bringing it across the timeline. Now Small on the left wing. Bounce pass in the left corner to Connor Smith. Smith gets back out to Newland. Deep left wing. Wendy between the two circles. As Wendy to Trevin Small. Small pulls up on the right wing. Newland, now Wendy on the left wing. Left corner to Connor Smith. Smith, a couple of dribbles out to Amon. And now Scottsdale County wants a timeout. 3:16 left to play in the first quarter. It's Scottsdale County 8, Bollinger 3. Back in a minute. This is KMM Sports.
Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. That is the Judds on America's Best Country. And you know what, folks? Grandpa, tell me about the good old days.
Make this winter the time to remodel your living room, kitchen, or bedrooms. And take that first step to remodeling by going to Carpet Plus Flooring and Furniture in Kirksville. Carpet Plus Flooring and Furniture has the perfect carpet, flooring, and furniture to make your rooms look brand new again. Carpet Plus Flooring and Furniture in Kirksville, located 3 miles west on Highway 6 across the Lake Road.
.316 left to play in the first quarter boys game. And Scottsdale County leading Bollinger 8-3, and Scottsdale will have the basketball out of bounds on the far sideline. Trevin Small will trigger. Small gets it to Wendy in the backcourt across the timeline to Small on the left wing. Out pops Newland between the two circles to Wendy on the right wing beyond the arc. Small between the two circles. Smith in the corner gets it inside to Amon, puts it off glass, missed it. And Wendy with the rebound puts it back up, got it. Dale Wendy with 2 points. Farrell with the basketball to Robinson. Gives it to Findlay on the right wing. Robinson has it on the deep right wing, guarded by Wendy. Between the two circles, hands it off to Robinson. Bad pass, stolen away by Trevin Small. Small gives it to Dale Wendy. Puts it up, it goes down, it counts, and he's fouled. Two on perfect, two on one fast break. With Trevin Small and Cale Wendy. So Wendy has 4 points at the line trying to complete the 3-point play. Farrell's going to check out and end the ball game. For Bollinger will come Adrian Peterson as Wendy's free throw no good. And off of the rebound, Eli Carter to Findlay. Now, Robinson, it goes to Peterson, as Finland has it on the left wing, to Robinson on the left wing. Now, three-pointer on the way out of the corner by Peterson. No good. And the rebound comes off to Cale Wendy. Connor Smith down the lane, goes to Cooper Amon, puts up the shot, missed it. And a foul, I think, is going to be on Brano. No, they're going to call it on. Here we go. Peterson, I think, as Amon at the line. First free throw up, no good. As they call the foul on Eli Carter. And that's his first. So Brownell will check out in the ball game to come Xander Broadwell. Cooper Amon, second free throw, no good. Broadwell off of the rebound. Gives it to Findlay. Findlay to Robinson. As between the two circles, to Findlay on the left wing. Bounce past the left corner to Peterson. Now three-pointer on the way. No good by Findlay. Now to the right corner. And off of the rebound comes Eli Carter. Carter has the ball in the left corner. Peterson. Now they go to the right corner to Robinson. Back to Peterson on the right wing. Robinson on the right wing to Peterson. Peterson gives the ball up to Carter on the left side of the circle. Peterson, now Findlay has it around the top of the key. Robinson for three, no good. And we have a whistle and a foul underneath. The foul may be on Cale Wendy. And it will be. So Cale Wendy picks up his first foul. And Bollinger will have the basketball out of bounds underneath and on the basket. Robinson to trigger. Robinson looks for somebody, still looks for somebody. Gets it down the middle for Peterson, puts it up and in. Nice inbounds play by the Wildcats, and it's 12-5. 2 points for Peterson. Small, top of the key to Wendy. Wendy along the baseline, puts up the shot, missed it, but drew the foul as he drove the right baseline. The foul's going to be on That's Sandy Broadwell. So Broadwell picks up the foul, and Wendy will be at the line to shoot two. He has four looking for five. Eyes it, fires it. Pinball's in and out, no good. As into the ball game for Charlotte County, Mason Humphrey and Noah Newland will check out. As Wendy's second free throw on the way, missed them both, and high for the rebound was Eli Carter. Carter gives the ball to Finley. And now they have a Peterson. And out of Finley, out of the right corner, still an air ball. Try to three, and Small comes away with it. Bounce pass to Wendy on the right wing. As Wendy waits for the offense to set. Humphrey between the two circles to Small on the left wing. Small cut off on the baseline by Robinson. Back to Wendy on the left wing. The right wing to Humphrey. Now Smith for three. Bullseye. Johnny Smith with 3 points. And it's 15-5. Scott of the lead. Robinson in the backcourt. Gets the ball to Carter. Carter to Findling. Findling has it between the two circles. With 10 seconds. As Finley looks inside, can't find anybody, finds Carter top of the key. Now Robinson for three, no good. And Humphrey runs down the rebound. As Kyle Wendy with the basketball, and that's into the first quarter with the score. Scott County 15, Dollinger 5. Back in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
At Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, we'll personally help you find the perfect loan to suit your needs. Vehicle loans, home loans, personal loans, ag loans, and vacation loans. Our experienced lending staff are happy to help with whatever your loan need. We have 7 locations throughout Northeast Missouri, Cahokia, Palmyra, Lancaster, Queen City, Shelbyville, Memphis, and Wayland. And every location has staff ready and waiting to serve your loan needs. Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Your local volunteer fire department routinely answers the call, whether it be a fire, traffic accident, or a cat stuck in a tree. But because of declines in memberships, departments have become understaffed. Your local volunteer fire department desperately needs you. Can you direct traffic, install a smoke alarm, help at a fundraiser? No matter what skills you have, you can make a difference. You don't have to fight fire to be a volunteer. Will you answer the call? For more information on how you can help, visit the Volunteer Firefighter Alliance at supportvfa.org.
Welcome back, everybody. Schuyler County High School. We start the second quarter of the boys' game. Schuyler up by 10, 15-5 with the basketball as Trevin Small gets it inside to Humphrey. Humphrey in a crowd gives it to Trevin Small. Ball away 10. Punter in and out. No good. Heyman with the rebound. Gets it out to Humphrey out of the right corner for three. No good. And Bending comes off of the rebound. Out to Robinson. As Robinson will bring it across the timeline, Bending gives it to Carter in the right corner. Locks it on the right wing beyond the arc. Now the right side of the circle. Gives the ball up to Peterson at the top of the key to Robinson. Robinson brings it out between the two circles. Schuyler County in a 3-2 zone. Finley has it on the left wing. Ball high, but we said, looks inside. Threw the ball inside, knocked away by Humphrey. And taken away by Elliott Sevitz. Inside it goes to Small, puts up a shot, started to call the offensive foul, then they changed their mind as the foul is going to be on Xander Broadwell. As Broadwell picks up his second personal foul. And going to the line will be Trevin Small looking, well, he has two looking for three. Shot on the way, missed it. Now Broadwell checked, you know, that. Yeah, Brownell checks back in. Karchi Farrell checks back in. Carter checks out. Also, Peterson will check out. Small with two looking for three. Shots on the way. Missed it. And Farrell off the rebound. Farrell will bring it across the timeline. Gives the ball up to Robinson on the left side of the circle beyond the arc. Now the top of the key. Finley gets it in to Brownell. And a whistle and a foul. The foul is going to be on Mason Humphrey. So Humphrey picks up the foul. That's his first. Small will check out. Wendy will check back in. and Robinson inbounds underneath his own basket. As Robinson looks for somebody, finds Finley on the left wing behind the arc. Robinson on the left wing. Now Finley top of the key to Farrell on the right wing. Skips to the left wing to Robinson. Robinson takes it right to the hoop. And he runs into Ryan Parrish, and I think he goes, well, nope. Yep, Ryan Parrish picked up the foul. That's his third. So three fouls on Ryan Parrish. And at the line, Connor Robinson. Robinson looks for his first points. Pinballs out and drops back through. So first point for Connor Robinson. Parrish checks out, and Cooper Amon will check back in. So Robinson with one, looking for two. Shot up, got them both. 2 points for Connor Robinson. As back in the ball game will come Adrian Peterson. And out of the ball game will go Xander Broadwell. Here comes Wendy across the timeline. Seventh on the right wing. Pacing up at the top of the key. Now seventh top of the key. Inside to Amon, inside to Smith. Smith probably should have taken the shot, tried to get it back out to Wendy, and right through Wendy's hands and out of bounds. So pressure by Schuyler County. Inbounds pass to Farrell. Farrell gives it to Robinson, back to Farrell. Across the timeline to Findling. And underneath goes to Peterson, put up a shot and missed it. And the rebound tipped around and out with it comes Mason Humphrey to Cale Wendy. Wendy across the free throw line to Humphrey on the left wing. Inside to Amon. Amon kicks it back to Humphrey. Top of the key to Stevens. On the right wing, Wendy. Cut off on the right baseline. Kicks it back out to Humphrey. Top of the key. Now seventh on the left wing to Humphrey. Smith. Now Amon. 14-footer. Got it. 6 points for Cooper Amon. Back to a 10-point Schuyler County lead, 17-7. Again, pressure by Schuyler County. Robinson with the basketball to Farrell. Farrell gives it to Findling on the right wing. He stops, pops off, glass, got it. West Findling with 5 points. 17-9, Schuyler with the lead and the basketball. Wendy brings it across the timeline. Wendy between the two circles to Humphrey on the left wing. Humphrey gives it a seventh, top of the key. Back to Humphrey on the left wing. Humphrey, now Wendy at top of the key. Humphrey, bounce pass inside, dotted line to Amon. Puts up the shot, partially blocked, and Brownell off the rebound. Gives it to Robinson, top of the key. Now Findling on the right wing. Robinson on the right wing. Findling in the right corner. Brownell under the basket, puts it up, got it. 6 points for Brownell. 17-11. Schuyler with the lead. 4:40 left to play in the first half. Humphrey has it on the left wing to seventh, top of the key to Humphrey. Al pops Wendy, top of the key. He'll try a three on the way. No good. And off of the rebound comes Peterson. Peterson gives it to Robinson. Robinson across the timeline to Farrell on the left wing. Now Robinson on the left wing, back to Farrell between the two circles. Farrell takes it to the left wing, hands it off to Robinson. Steps into a three, kissed it home, bullseye. Robinson with five, and now Schuyler County wants a timeout. 4:08 left to play in the first half, but Schuyler County 17, Lavender 14, back in 30 seconds. This is KMEM Sports.
Hawkins Harrison Insurance Agency helps folks protect their lives and property in 8 Heartland communities. Their most recent policies include a landscape contractor's work comp, liability, commercial auto and equipment coverage, property coverage for solar panels, commercial liability coverage and workers' compensation for a pest control company, and auto coverage and cargo for over-the-road trucking companies. Hawkins Harrison Insurance in Edina, Cahoka, Kirksville, Lancaster, Macon, Marceline, Memphis, and Shelbina. Coverage you need, people you trust.
Back at Schuyler County High School, 4 minutes left to play in the first half. Schuyler leading 17-14 in the basketball. Wendy will try a three out of the right corner, in and out, no good. Findling comes off the rebound. Just as Robinson on the right wing. Robinson Flies into the paint. Puts up a little five-footer. Got it. Connor Robinson with seven. 1 point. Got her lead. 17-16. A small on the right wing in Newland. To the left wing, it goes to Wendy. Now Cooper Amon from 10. Got it. 8 points for Cooper Amon. Back to 3 points. Got a lead. As Farrell comes across the timeline to the left wing. Gives it to Robinson between the two circles. Scott goes man-to-man. Donnell has it on the left side of the circle. Now Robinson wanted to drive the baseline. And trying to cut him off was Cale Wendy. And Wendy just picked up his second personal foul. So two fouls on Cale Wendy. It will be Robinson underneath his own basket inbound. Gets the ball out to Finley on the right wing. To Robinson on the right wing. Inside Brownell. Off glass. Got it. And it counts and he's fouled. 4 points for Jace Brownell. There's a foul. It's going to be on Noah Newland. So Noah Newland picks up his first foul, and Brownell will go to the line, try to complete the three-point play. He has four, looking for five. Got it. 5 points for Jace Brownell. We're tied at 19. Inside it goes to Connor Smith. Now Wendy top of the key for three. Bullseye. 7 points for Cale Wendy. 3 points got in the lead. Here comes Peterson with a 15-footer off the left baseline. No good. Wendy off the rebound in a hurry. Gives us a small in the right corner. Tried to give it right back and to give it go to Wendy. Bounce pass a little bit too long. Wendy kicks it out of bounds. So Novinger with the basketball. Trailing 22-19 as Robinson will bring it across the timeline. Robinson guarded by Wendy. Has almost lost it. And pass Wendy picked up by Brownell. Now Robinson takes it right to Trevin Small. Put up the shot and missed it. But they're going to call it on Cooper Amon. I thought probably they're going to call it on Cooper Amon. That's his first. So Connor Robinson will be at the line. He has seven, looking for eight. Missed the first one. 2:29 left to play in the first half. It's Robinson again with seven, looking for eight. Eyes it, fires it, and missed it. And Wendy comes off the rebound. Wendy in a hurry across the timeline, fans out to the right wing. Gets it inside to Small on the block. Small puts up the shot, missed it. And Wendy steals it back against Brownell, puts it up, missed it. And Peterson off the rebound to Robinson. Robinson dribbles down to the right baseline. Now Finley for three, bullseye. 8 points for West Finley, tied at 22. 1:55 left to play in the first half. Trevin Small on the right wing. To Amon on the right baseline. Small skips it to the left wing. To Wendy. Now Smith in the left corner. To Noah Newland. Wendy, wide open three on the way. No good. And Brownell off the rebound. Robinson trying to get it down to Farrell. Stolen right back by Scotter County. Amon off glass. Got it. 10 points for Cooper Amon. 2 points, Scotter lead. 24-22. As Robinson with the basketball. We'll bring it across the timeline. Robinson. An offensive foul, I think, on Connor Robinson. Nope, it's on Brownell. Moving screen. So he picks up his second. As Amon checks out, and Mason Humphrey will check back in. Also, checking back in is Xander Broadwell. And out will come Brownell with 1:19 left to play in the first half. Skyler up by two with the basketball. As Wendy will bring it across the timeline. Small on the left wing. Now Newell on the left wing. Small in the left corner. Inside to Smith. Wendy puts up the shot. Got it. Nice play by Scott County. 9 points for Cale Wendy. Now the ball loose on the floor. Robinson, little curler, tied up by Cale Wendy. An alternating possession. Stays with Novinger. Finley will inbound to Robinson. Robinson across the timeline to Farrell on the deep left wing. Alphonse Finley between the two circles, Robinson on the right wing. Robinson gives the Farrell top of the key down the left lane. Puts the shot up, it goes down, and counts, and he's fouled. See, the foul's going to be on. Okay, it's going to be on Elliott Sevitz. He's the first. As Farrell has his seven. Nope, that's catching Farrell's first two. At the line, trying to complete the three-point play. Got him no good. And the rebound goes out of bounds off of Nominger. So Schuyler County will have it for the last shot, maybe. 42 seconds left to play in the first half. Wendy will bring it across the timeline, guarded by Farrell. Finds Small on the left wing in the left corner to Wendy. Now Wendy trying to get back to Small, and Farrell knocks the pass out of bounds. So Schuyler will inbound on the far sideline with 31 seconds left to play in the half. 26-24, Schuyler with the lead as Small gets it to Wendy in the backcourt. Wendy will bring it across the timeline, picked up by Farrell. Man-to-man defense by Nominger. Wendy gives it back to Small between the two circles. And now to Wendy, high post Smith. Newland has it in the left corner, gets it back out to Wendy. Wendy has the top of the key, back to Small, down to 10 seconds. As Small to Newland. Newland gets it out to Smith. 15-foot jumper, got it. Potter Smith with 5 points. A prayer at the buzzer, no, not answered. After into the first half, what's the score? Schuyler County 28, Nominger 24. Back in a moment. This is KMN Sports.
If you're checked by a conservation agent while hunting, keep the muzzle of your firearm pointed in a safe direction as he or she approaches, and follow the instructions given. The agent may ask to inspect your permits, firearms, and any wildlife you possess. Most hunters contacted by agents are obeying the wildlife laws. Just because you're being checked does not mean you've done anything wrong. Remember, agents have a job to do, and that is to enforce the wildlife code and other state laws. This has been Missouri Conservation Agent Shannon Smith.
We all want to know and need to know what's happening in our respective communities. The Schuyler County Times will keep you in the know. The Schuyler County Times has a new website that's free to print subscribers. It has lots of pictures and info that you won't necessarily find in each week's paper. Stay up to date with what's going on in the county and surrounding area by logging into www.schuylercountytimes.com today.
For more than 35 years, the Schuyler County Ram Booster Club has been a huge part of Schuyler County athletics. From purchasing new equipment and remodeling the weight room to taking care of concessions and selling Ram merchandise, the Schuyler County Ram Booster Club is now and has always been an important part of the life lessons learned by Ram athletes. Teamwork, fair play, and honesty. In these uncertain times, we are more excited than ever to welcome our athletes back to competition and look forward to cheering on our Rams.
Here's your America's Best Country forecast. A winter storm warning begins at midnight tonight and continues until 6 p.m. tomorrow evening. Overcast tonight with rain becoming mixed precipitation. Lows around 23. North winds 15 to 20 miles per hour. Cloudy again tomorrow. Snow likely 24. 2 to 4 inches of snow tonight through tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Frombly on America's Best Country, 100.5 KMEM. Right now,
welcome
38.
Welcome back, everybody, to Schuyler County Arlona High School. We're at halftime of the boys' game. It's Schuyler County leading Nominger 28-24. Take a look at the first half scoring. First four, Schuyler County. Cale Wendy with 9 points. Cooper Amon with 10. Phillip Small with 2. Connor Smith with 5. And Ryan Ferris with 2. For Nominger, Wes Finland with 8 points. Cartier Farrell with 2. Connor Robinson with 7 points. Adrian Peterson with 2 points. And Jace Brownell with 5. Schuyler County led 15-5 after one quarter. Nominger outscored Schuyler 19-13 in the second quarter. Schuyler leads here at halftime 28-24. Back with more in a moment. This is KMN Sports.
Your friends at Slayton Polaris want to thank our area farmers for their strong work ethic, which puts food on our tables. They know you don't get sick days or vacation days, so Slayton Polaris is offering a benefit that all farmers can take advantage of, the Polaris Ag Advantage Program. Get $500 in accessories with the purchase of select side-by-side models or $250 in accessories with purchase of select ATV models. Plus, get a free two-year limited warranty on select off-road vehicles. Thank you to all our area farmers from Slayton Polaris. Always wear a helmet, never drink and ride.
My husband is a wonderful man. He's a great father, funny and loving when he's not drinking. When he drinks, he becomes a complete stranger, angry and mean, not the man I fell in love with. I've become really good at pretending everything's okay for the kids' sake, but it's taking a toll on me. I'm so angry that my husband chooses alcohol over us. If he really loved us, he'd stop drinking, right? My counselor suggested I try Al-Anon family groups. At first, I didn't understand why she wanted me to go. I'm not the one with the problem, but I'm glad I went. I heard people's stories, and they sound exactly like mine. I knew I was in the right place. Do you worry about how much someone drinks? You are not alone. Al-Anon or Alateen can help. For more information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
Electric cooperatives are not like other utilities. We operate at cost, collecting enough revenue to efficiently run the business. We don't raise rates to generate profits for distant shareholders. If your local cooperative has excess revenue at the end of the year, that money is allocated to the members as capital credits. Discover the power of your co-op membership. Visit membersfirst.coop today.
A message from Tri-County Electric Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Welcome back, everybody, to Scottsdale County Owen High School. I'm Donnie Middleton, and you're listening to Scottsdale County Ram Basketball on your sports leader for Northeast Missouri and Southeast Iowa, KMEM FM Memphis. We're at halftime of the boys' game with Scottsdale County leading Novger 28-24. In the girls' game, it was Scottsdale County ladies winning their 22nd game of the year by defeating Novger 66-18. Scotter County led his scoring by McKinley Ashman with 10 points, Ashton Laws with 12, and J.C. Morris with 17, while Novinger led by Abby Fountain with 11 points. Scotter County led 19-3 after one quarter. Scotter outscored Novinger 18-2 in the second quarter and led 37-5 at the half. In the third quarter, Scotter again outscored Novinger 15-9. And Scotter led 52-14 after three. Then in the fourth quarter, Scotter outscored Novinger 14-4. And Scotter ladies won it 66-18. Scotter County improves to 22-3, while Novinger 6-17. And I'll be back with more in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
They say the smaller the town, the bigger the heart. As a small-town, family-owned business, we believe in that saying. Since 1994, Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories has been in the business of lifting more than vehicles. We're also in the business of lifting up those who support us, taking pride in the communities and people we serve. In doing so, we look forward to seeing how supporting one another can take us all to new heights. Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories, a proud supporter of Schuyler County students and athletes.
I got smart about mortgages. Now, it's my house I go home to.
I got smart about college. Now my kid's off to a great start.
When it comes to your money, whatever you want to get smart about, you can find it at smartaboutmoney.org.
I got smart about health insurance. Now both my finances and I are healthy.
Smartaboutmoney.org is a free online resource from the National Endowment for Financial Education. We're an independent nonprofit foundation dedicated to helping people just like you get sound information about money.
I got smart about protecting my job. Now, I'm doing better than ever.
For everything from how to build an emergency fund to how to deal with job uncertainty, smartaboutmoney.org has the answers you're looking for.
I got smart about credit cards. Now paper or plastic has a whole new meaning.
Smartaboutmoney.org, the easy place to start when you want to get smart.
Putnam County R1 schools are honored to have the opportunity to educate tomorrow's leaders. Citizenship, perseverance, respect, responsibility, and teamwork are all characteristics that they strive to teach their students to be successful in life. Putnam County R1 schools take pride in their students' achievements, whether it's on or off the field, in Putnam County midget teams.
Welcome back, everybody, to Schuyler County High School. Again, I'm Donnie Middleton. We're at halftime of the boys' game. The Schuyler County leading Nottinger 28-24. They had a little auction here at halftime, so they shut off the clock, so we're still about 5 minutes away from the start of the second half. Coming up tomorrow night, weather permitting, more high school basketball for you on KMEM. I'll be at Schuyler County High School. Schuyler County will host Milan Boys and Girls. And I'll be on the air from Schuyler County High School just before 6 o'clock. Then on Friday, right back here, Schuyler County will host the Fayette Falcons Girls and Boys. Final game of the regular season. I'll be on the air just before 6 from here from Schuyler County High School. Then coming up all next week, we have district basketball for you from here at Schuyler County High School, also from Monroe City. As Monday night, all girls night here at Schuyler County. As let me go down the seedings for you. Number 1 seed, Schuyler County Girls. Number 2 seed, Schuyler County Girls. Number 3 seed, Canton Girls. Number 4 seed, Princeton. Number 5, Putnam County. And number 6, Knox County. So Monday night, it'll be at 6 o'clock, a 4-5 game. Princeton will play Putnam County, followed at 7:30 by Canton and Knox County. Then down at Monroe City on Monday night, it'll be a 3-6 matchup. The number 3 seed, Highland Lady Cougars, will take on the Clark County Lady Indians. That's a 3-6 basketball game. We'll have that streaming for you on KMEM. Then on Tuesday night, it's the boys' turn. As back here at Schuyler County at 6 o'clock, number 4-5 game, Princeton will play. Well, that's girls, and here we go with boys. Okay, I got the boys. As Putnam County, the number 1 seed, Knox County, the number 2 seed, number 3 seed, Schuyler County, number 4, Scotland County, number 5, Princeton, and number 6, Canton. So Tuesday night, 6 o'clock from here at Schuyler County. Scotland County will play Princeton in a 4-5 matchup. Then at 7:30, a 3-6 ball game. Schuyler County will play Canton. Down at the Class 3 District 6 tournament at Monroe City, 7:30. It'll be a 3-6 ball game. Again, Highland and Clark County. This time the boys' turn. That'll be at 7:30. And again, we will stream that on KMEM. So that takes you through the first two nights of the districts next week. But we are far from done as far as high school basketball goes this week on KMM. Again, tomorrow night, weather permitting, Milan will be at Scotland County. And then Friday night, back here at Schuyler County for Schuyler County and Fayette. 28-24, Schuyler County up by 4. Over Nottinger, and I'll be back for the second half in a moment. This is KMM Sports.
Hi, Janie here, and we at Cardwell Lumber Outside Novelty believe in providing good quality lumber at a price you can afford. We specialize in a variety of styles of lumber. Kiln-dried lumber, plywood, and hardwood flooring is just a few of the many options we offer at unbeatable prices. No order is too small or too big. Come by anytime, Monday through Friday, to see firsthand how we can make your new project look magnificent. For more information, check out our website at CardwellLumberInc.com. That's Cardwell Lumber, Novelty, Missouri. Quality that keeps staying through three generations.
Stop, call, or click before you dig. Dig safely.
Avoid the danger. Avoid injury. It's important to know what's underground before you dig. No matter how small the job, if you're digging in your yard, call or click before you dig. Call 1-800-DIG-RIGHT or 811 or click on mo1call.com.
Stop, call, or click before you dig. Dig safely. It's the law.
Call or click before you dig.
Hey, this is Reba McIntyre, and I wanted to talk to you about a serious problem right here in our own backyard. Did you know that there are nearly 16 million kids struggling with hunger in America? That's why the Feeding America Nationwide Network of Food Banks collects surplus food, engaging their communities in solving hunger and giving hope to hungry kids and their families. But they need your help. Support Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org.
A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, everybody, to Schuyler County High School as we're set to start the second half. Both teams are on their respective coaches, Chris Pruitt for Schuyler County, Chase Roberts for Novinger. And we'll see. I think Schuyler County is going to get the basketball to start the third quarter. Noah Newland will inbound on the far sideline for Schuyler County. So we're waiting for all the officials to get back on the floor. Okay, there's the ball, and Noah Newland inbounds to Wendy. As Novinger comes out man-to-man, Wendy cut off on the right baseline, skips to the left corner to Small inside to Amon. Now Ryan Ferris in the right corner, it goes to Wendy. Noah Newland, bad pass. Stolen away by Finley, and Finley to the glass, put up the shot, missed it. And a foul is going to be on Noah Newland. That's his first. So first foul on Noah Newland. Wes Finley will be at the line, and he'll shoot a pair. He has 8 points, looking for 9. Got it. 9 points for Wes Finley. 28-25, Scott over the lead. It's Finland with 9, looking for 10, and missed it. And off of the rebound, Ryan Ferris gives it to Wendy. Wendy will bring it across the timeline between the two circles. A Smell on the left wing and the left corner to Amon. Amon is along the baseline, puts up a 10-footer, I think. Brownell got part of that ball, and out with it comes Finley. Now Farrell takes it to the hoop, puts it up, no good. Brownell had it, wide open, shot, missed it. And Ferris off the rebound. Long pass down to Small. Knocked out of bounds by Farrell. Or that was Robinson, rather. So the Scotland basketball. Out of bounds on the far sideline. Newland inbounds to Wendy. To Small on the left wing. Now pops Newland to the right wing to Wendy. In the right corner to Amon. Amon kicks it back out to Newland, top of the key. Newland, one dribble back to Small on the deep right wing. Wendy, top of the key. Newland drives the left baseline, kicks it underneath to Amon. Took up the shot, missed it, but the foul's going to be on Robinson. So Connor Robinson picks up the foul. That's his first, and Cooper Amon will go to the line. He'll shoot two shots. As Amon with 10 points, looking for 11. Shots up, no good. 3 points, Connor Lee, 28-25. Just the start of the second half. About a minute in as Amon's second free throw up. No good. Piston both and Brownell off the rebound to Finley. Now Robinson in the backcourt. Looks for some help. Robinson jump pass to Farrell on the left wing. Now Robinson between the two circles, guarded by Ryan Ferris. Farrell on the left wing. Robinson on the left wing to Finley. Top of the key. Bad pass knocked away by Cale Wendy. And Wendy will bring it across the timeline. Gives the ball to Newland on the left wing. Newland gives it back to Small between the two circles of the right wing to Wendy. Cooper Amon shot off on the baseline. Gives it to Ryan Ferris on the right side of the circle. Now Amon shot on the way. In and out. No good. Wendy comes off the rebound. Gets it out to Noah Newland. Newland to Small. They swing it around to Amon. Now a three-pointer. Bullseye. Cale Wendy. 12 points for Wendy. Back to a 6-point Schuyler lead. Pressure by the Rams. Robinson in the backcourt. To Finley in the backcourt. Across the timeline to Farrell on the right wing. Farrell walked up by with it. Put up a shot. Missed it. And Noah Newland off the rebound. Bounce pass ahead to Wendy. Wendy takes it to the left wing. Bounce pass Newland to the right wing to Trevin Small. Small back to Wendy, top of the key. Newland in the left corner. Cut off on the left baseline. Kicks it to Small, wide open. Puts it up and in. 4 points for Trevin Small. Back to an 8-point lead. And now Ryan Ferris steals the inbounds pass and a timeout by Schuyler County as Ferris was tiptoeing the baseline. 5:12 left to play in the third quarter. Schuyler County 33, Nominger 25. Back in 30 seconds. This is KMN Sports.
It's important to buckle up your kids.
I know.
Sometimes car seats can be complicated.
I know.
And if your child's in the wrong seat and you get into a crash.
I know.
It could lead to a serious injury.
I know.
So you're 100% sure you have the right car seat for your child's age and size?
I don't know.
Don't think you know. Know you know. Car crashes are a leading killer of children 1 to 13. Make sure you have the right car seat. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Back at Schuyler County. Schuyler County with the basketball as Wendy has it, a three-pointer. A tip up the right wing, bullseye. Cale Wendy with 15 points, 11 points. Schuyler lead is Lindley. Gets the ball to Peterson. Peterson had it stolen away by Wendy. Wendy takes it to the hoop, whistle, and a foul. Foul's going to be on Findlay. They're going to call it on Peterson. So Peterson picks up the foul. That's his first. Second team foul against Nominger's. Wendy underneath his own basket. Gets it to Amon. Now a three-pointer from Wendy. Out of the left corner. Spins in and out. No good. And Robinson comes off the rebound. Pressure by Schuyler County. Robinson gives the ball to Findlay in the backcourt. Across the timeline to Robinson, a whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on Cale Wendy. So Wendy picks up his third personal foul. Now Connor Smith will check in. Cooper Amon will set down. Second team foul against Schuyler County. 4:24 left to play in the third quarter. Robinson on the far sideline to Findlay. To Robinson. Robinson takes it down the baseline. A running 10-footer off glass. Got it. 9 points for Connor Robinson. 36-27. Schuyler will lead in the basketball. Connor Smith for three. Got it. Bullseye. 8 points for Connor Smith. 12-point Schuyler County lead with the basketball. Connor Robinson gives it to Findlay, and Findlay walked with it. Now in the ball game will come Xander Broadwell, and Eli Carter will set down. 39-27, Schuyler with the lead is Wendy. Gives the ball on the right wing to Small. Out pops Smith, top of the key. They give it back to Smith on the right wing. Inside to Ferris. Ferris along the baseline, had it poked out of his hand and out of bounds. Schuyler County will inbound underneath their own basket. As nobody from Schuyler wants to inbound. So Cale Wendy decides as he will. Wendy gets the ball out to Small in the center circle. New one on the left wing. And Wendy, another three on the way. Skips across the rim, no good. Findlay comes off the rebound. Findlay gives the ball to Robinson. As Robinson fans out to the left wing. Back to Findlay on the left wing. Findlay back to Robinson. Three-pointer on the way. No good. And we got a whistle and a foul away from the ball. Oh, I think. Well, evidently, 3 seconds call against Nominger. So, Cale Wendy across the timeline. Ferris in the paint. Now, Small will try a three. No good. And a rebound run down by Noah Little at top of the key to Wendy. Season opening. Gives it a Small. Small, a little fall away, five-footer, no good, middling off the rebound to Robinson. Ahead it goes to Broadwell. Oh, that was Peterson, rather. And a pass was slapped out of bounds. And now Chase Roberts wants a timeout. 2:56 left to play in the third quarter. It's Schuyler County 39, Nominger 27. Back in a minute. This is KMM Sports.
In many countries around the world, medical care is scarce. From birth defects to serious injuries and illnesses, countless millions have no access to safe surgery. Mercy Ships is there to help.
with a team of volunteer professionals, nurses, surgeons, utilizing state-of-the-art hospital ships. Mercy Ships provides free surgeries for the thousands of those who are waiting for surgery at each port.
Mercy Ships is bringing services to countries that would otherwise never be able to access those services.
We just see people that need help. You realize that they have no way of getting help, and I want them to know that they're loved.
Help make a lasting impact and turn someone's fear to joy. Find out how you can help by visiting our website at mercyships.org for more information. That's mercyships.org.
2:56 left to play in the third quarter. Scott at 39, Dominger 27. Dominger will have the basketball as Farrell will inbound on the near sideline. Gets it to Robinson. Robinson across the timeline between the two circles. Farrell on the left wing, defending in the left corner. Give and go back to Farrell. And almost stolen away by Connor Smith. It'll be Farrell. Well, no, now Robinson will inbound underneath your own basket. Connor Robinson slaps the ball, looks for somebody. Gives the ball out to Findling, top of the key to Farrell on the left wing. And Farrell tried to drive off the wing, dribble the ball off the foot of Trevin Small. So Robinson on the far sideline will inbound to Findling. Between the two circles. Gives it to Farrell on the deep right wing to Findling. Between the two circles. Brownell at the high post. Now Findling for three. No good. And the rebound is knocked out of Wendy's hands by Farrell. It's going to be Scott of basketball out of bounds on the near sideline. 2:31 left to play in the third quarter. As Wendy will bring it across the timeline. Gives it a small deep left wing in the left corner to Smith. Inside to Ferris. Now Wendy got off on the baseline. Kicks it back out to Newland. Inside to Ferris on the right side of the circle. Left corner, Connor Smith for three. No good. And Findling saved the rebound inbound to Farrell. With the basketball as Robinson pulls up on the right wing beyond the arc to Brownell. In the right corner to Robinson. Findling. Into Brownell and a whistle and a foul. The foul is going to be on Noah Newland. That's his second. As Cooper Amon will check back in. And somehow I missed a foul on Noah Newland. I had it for two. He's got three. Robinson underneath his own basket. Looks for somebody. Kicks it to Findling. Three-pointer on the way. Hits the side of the glass. Out with it comes Wendy. Now it's a foot race. Wendy to the glass, lays it up, missed it. And then Robinson off the rebound and a silly foul by Cale Wendy, and he'll tell you that himself. So Wendy has four fouls, 1:44 left to play in the third. 39-27 has been stuck there for a long time. Robinson will bring it across the timeline as Robinson brings it to the right wing. Hands it off to Farrell on the right wing. Farrell inside to Brownell and a double team. Puts it off. Glass got it. Jace Brownell with 7 points. 10 points. Got a lead with the basketball. Wendy. Connor Smith gives it to Amon in the left corner. Tried to get it inside to Ferris. Lost it. Wendy picks it up. Missed it. And Cooper Amon comes off the rebound, a whistle, and a foul. And the foul's going to be on Robinson. So Robinson picks up his second personal foul. Mason Humphrey will check in. Noah Newland will check out. Cooper Amon underneath his own basket inbound. Gets the ball to Ferris in the left corner. Now Amon on the left baseline. Ferris thought about it. Now he's 15-footer. Got it. Ryan Ferris with 4 points. 41-29 in the backcourt. Pass is slapped away by Ferris, saving it in bounds, but right to Robinson. Robinson running 10-footer, missed it. And Cooper Amon off the rebound. To Trevin Small. Ahead it goes to Connor Smith on the right wing. Smith with the basketball. Puts it on the floor, kicks it off to Amon in the right corner. Inside to Ferris. Ferris turns, little 10-footer, well, alley-oop. and tried to aim it, push it off, flash, got it. 12 points for Cooper Raymond. 15 seconds left in the third quarter. Robinson to Finley. Finley gives it a fair on the right wing, takes it to the dotted line. Dumps it inside to Brownell, missed the first one, missed the second one. And Small off the rebound. A prayer on the way, no good. And that's the end of the third quarter. With the score, Schuyler County 43, Novinger 29. Back in a moment. This is KMN Sports.
Hannah complained of a headache. It was a rhabdomyosarcoma. Within a few days, Hannah was in treatment because we were told that the tumor was very aggressive. And it very quickly became clear that St. Jude was the ultimate place to be. So we've essentially put our lives in South Africa on hold. Incredibly blessed to be here. St. Jude is an asset to the world. The research that is developed here is offered freely to the rest of the medical world. The entire way that the place operates is just to give and to care. I think it's the kind of place that not only stands as a beacon for pediatric cancer, but I think it could teach the world a couple of lessons about how to treat people. And I think if those lessons could be learned, even in their most basic form, this world could be a better place.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Back at Schuyler County High School, 8 minutes left to play in this boys' game. Schuyler County has their biggest lead of the ball game, 43-29, and Novinger will have the basketball to start the fourth quarter. West Finley will inbound on the far sideline, gets it to Robinson, and here we go. Schuyler drops back in a 1-2-2 zone as Robinson to the right wing, to Farrell on the right wing. Now Finley in the top of the key to Farrell. Robinson, three-point attempt on the way out of the corner, no good. And the rebound goes out of bounds off of Ryan Ferris. Double D Novinger basketball out of bounds underneath their own basket as Robinson will inbound. Robinson waits for the basketball and make him tuck his shirt in. Now Robinson looks for somebody to throw it to. Still looks, and he'll get it to Farrell on the left wing. Farrell to Robinson in the left corner. Robinson stops, pops, and 10 off glass, no good. And Connor Smith off the rebound. As Smith gives the ball to Trevin Small. Small has it between the two circles to Humphrey on the left wing. Skips to the right wing to Small. Small back to Humphrey between the two circles. Now Smith on the left wing. On the right baseline, Cooper. Amon got it from about 10. 14 points for Cooper Amon. 16-point Schuyler County lead as Robinson beats the press. Tried to dump it off to Eli Carter and off Carter's hands and out of bounds, but I think last touch by Schuyler County. So Robinson will inbound on the near sideline. Robinson looks for somebody. Gets the ball to Finley on the right wing. Farrell to the left wing. He goes to Carter. Carter running 15-footer. Got it. Eli Carter with his first two in the ball game. 45-31. Schuyler with the lead in the basketball. Smith to Amon gets it inside to Ferris. And Ferris just kind of muscled out of bounds. Turnover Schuyler County. And now out of the ball game will come Broadwell. And Brownell checks back in. As Novinger has the little pressure by Schuyler County. Finley, bad pass, all the way by Small, takes it to the hoop and got it. 6 points for Trevin Small. Farrell gets the ball on the left wing to Robinson. Robinson to Carter. Now Finley on the left wing. Finley skips it to the right wing. Now Small again stole the ball. Takes it to the hoop, knocked out of his hand and out of bounds by Farrell. And Novinger wants a timeout. 6:12 left to play in the ball game. It's Schuyler County 47, Novinger 31. And back in a minute, this is KMEM Sports.
Over 50,000 police officers are assaulted on the job each year, leading to injuries and death. This is the reality they deal with when making contact with the public. Another reality is that if someone doesn't comply with a lawful order or uses force against them, police may have to use sufficient force in response to obtain compliance. Use of force is always ugly. Nobody likes it, especially police, and nobody knows how it will turn out. Spread the word. For de-escalation to work, both parties must de-escalate. And de-escalation isn't necessary if there is no escalation. Help police by not escalating. Don't attack or try to disarm an officer. Whether it's getting asked a question, getting a citation, or getting arrested, don't argue. Don't resist. Don't flee. After the encounter has been resolved is the time to address any complaints. Comply now, complain later. Keep everybody safe. This message brought to you by the National Police Association. To learn more about how to help law enforcement accomplish its goals, visit nationalpolice.org.
Back at Scottsdale County High School, as we were away, Trevin Small took in the pass, drove it to the basket, and was fouled by Jace Brownell. That's his third. And Small missed the first free throw, looking for the second one. Up, got it. 7 points for Trevin Small. 17 points, Scottsdale County lead, 48-31. Placed by the Rams as Finley gives it to Farrell. Across the timeline to Robinson. Now they get it inside to Brownell. Off glass, got it. 9 points for Jace Brownell. 48-33 as Small brings it across the timeline. Find Smith on the right wing inside to Ferris. Ferris lost the handle on the basketball. Stolen away by Robinson. He takes it to the hoop, puts up the shot, missed it. Hits the floor, helped up by Mason Humphrey. And the foul's going to be on Connor Smith. So Smith picks up his first foul. Connor Robinson will go to the line and shoot a pair. He has 9 looking for 10. Shots up, no good. As Whitney checks back in, Elliot Savage checks in, and Noah Nula checks in. As Amon, Small, and Mason Humphrey, all three set down. 5:40 left to play. 9 points for Robinson, looking for 10. Shots up, got it. 10 points for Connor Robinson. Scott with the basketball. Ferris has it down on the baseline. Now Smith for 3. Bullseye. Connor Smith with 11 points. 51-34. Here comes Robinson to the hoop. Lays it up, got it. 12 points for Connor Robinson. Cale Lindy with the basketball. Brings it across the timeline between the two circles. Bounce fast to Ferris, right side of the circle. Now Ferris back to Wendy on the wing. Now Smith for another 3. No good. Ferris off the rebound. Out to Noah Newland, the 7th. As 7th on the left wing, gets it to Newland on the right wing. Wendy will try 3. No good. Skips across the rim and goes out of bounds. It'll be Novice to basketball. As Xander Broadwell checks back in for the Wildcats. Also, Peterson checks in. Out of the ball game goes Eli Carter, and Farrell will check out. So Peterson will inbound against Frazier. Gets it to Robinson. As Robinson across it, well, is still in the backcourt to Finley. Finley across the timeline to Robinson on the left wing. Three-pointer on the way. Bullseye! Connor Robinson with 15 points. And now Schuyler's County's turn to take a timeout. 4:36 left to play in the ball game. Schuyler County 51, Bollinger 39, back in 30 seconds. This is KMM Sports.
When we walk, when we reach, when we play, we're moving through life. But an estimated 80% of Americans aren't getting their recommended daily amount of physical activity. It's time to move and keep moving, America. And when you need help, physical therapists and physical therapist assistants are by your side. Because even in a pandemic, we are meant to climb, to dance, to soar, to thrive. Choose to move. Choose physical therapy. Visit ChoosePT.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to Schuyler County High School. As Schuyler County leading by 12, 51-39 with the basketball. Cale Wendy to Sevitz, to Wendy between the two circles. Now Wendy hands off to Newland between the two circles, to Sevitz, to Wendy in the left corner. Wendy looks inside, not much there. Kicks it back out to Sevitz. Sevitz on the left wing, bounce pass back to Wendy. Wendy in a double team looks for somebody. And now, Schuyler County, Chris Pruitt has to call another timeout. As Cooper Amon and Trevor Small will both check back in. 4:12 left to play in the ball game. Schuyler County 51, Nominger 39. Back in a minute. This is KMNM Sports.
We've all seen that moment in movie credits that says no animals were harmed in the making of this film. As a film director, I rely on the 8 decades of experience American Humane brings to safeguarding animals on set. They consult on scripts, advise on locations, training, veterinary care, and so much more. As a director, nothing is more important than making sure everyone is safe, and that includes the animals on set as well. And thanks to the passionate people of American Humane, we can.
Here's your America's Best Country forecast. A winter storm warning begins at midnight tonight and continues until 6 p.m. tomorrow evening. Overcast skies tonight with rain becoming mixed precipitation. Lows level off around 23. Northerly winds 20 to 25 miles per hour. Snow likely tomorrow. 24, cloudy skies. 1 to 3 inches of snow tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley on America's Best Country, 100.5 KMEM. Right now, 36.
And welcome back, everybody, to Schuyler County High School. As Schuyler County got the ball inside to Cooper Amon, he put it up and in. He has 16, and Schuyler back up by 14. With the basketball is Broadwell in the right corner, cut off on the right baseline. Out to Robinson. Robinson puts up the shot, lost the handle on the basketball. Brownell with it, now sits on the floor. They call a jump ball, alternating possession. Will come back to Schuyler County. 3:37 left to play. Farrell checks back in, and Broadwell will check out. So Cale Wendy will inbound. Gets it to Small. Small back to Wendy. Across the timeline, bounce pass to Amon, top of the key, down the right side of the circle. Smith in the right corner. To Wendy in among the trees. But she shot up. It goes down. It counts. And he's fouled. 17 points for Cale Wendy. And the foul's going to be on Peterson. So Adrian Peterson picks up his second personal foul. As Wendy trying to complete the three-point play. Eyes it, fires it, and got it. 18 points for Cale Wendy. 56-39 as Lindley across the timeline. Schuyler with the lead. Nominger with the basketball. Skips it to Robinson. Long three on the way. No good. And Small comes off with the rebound. Small had kicked the ball. It's going to go back. I think, yes, it will, to Nominger. As Trevin was looking for somebody to throw it to while he tried to dribble the ball, lost it, then kicked it. As Lindley will inbound. Gets it to Farrell. Now a bad pass taken by Small. Takes it right at Farrell. Lays it up. Missed it. And a rebound goes out of bounds off of Cale Wendy. So Nominger dodged a bullet right there as Eli Carter checks back in. Farrell will check out. 2:59 left to play. Finley inbounds to Robinson. Robinson will bring it across the timeline to the top of the key. Farrell, or that's Peterson, rather, gives it to Carter in the left corner. Tried to get it inside and stolen away by Cooper Amon to Trevin Small. Small cut off on the right baseline. Tried to get it back to Amon. Slapped out of bounds by Robinson. Schuyler will inbound on the far sideline as Ryan Ferris will check back in and Connor Smith will set down. So Cooper Amon will inbound on the far sideline. Gets in the backcourt to Cale Wendy. Man-to-man defense. Now there's still a 1-2-2 zone as Noah Newland. Now Amon out. Three-pointer attempt out of the right corner. No good. Robinson off the rebound. Robinson lost a handle on the basketball, picked up by Finley for three. Bullseye. 12 points for West Finley. 56-42, Scott with the lead. As Ferris, 15-footer on the way, no good. As Cooper Amon had the ball rebound slapped out of his hand by Eli Carter. It'll be Scott basketball out of bounds underneath their own basket. Cale Wendy will trigger. Wendy gets it to Cooper Amon off the baseline. 10-footer, no good. Finley comes off the rebound, had the ball slapped out of his hand. Picked up by Wendy, we go the other way. Wendy's going to wait for some help. Gets it to Ferris on the left side of the circle. Out to Newland on the right wing. Newland to Small. To Ferris. Ferris gives it to Amon. Amon wanted to put up a shot and blocked and walked with it. So the turnover goes back to Nominger. 56-42. Skyler with the lead. 1:46 left to play. Finley gets it to Robinson. He lets it roll half court for the clock stop to Finley. Now Peterson on the right wing. Peterson inside to Brownell. Brownell had the ball taken out of his hand by Cooper Amon. Gives it back to Small. Small across the timeline to Wendy. And a whistle and a foul. As they foul Wendy to stop the clock, they still have a foul to give. With 1:28, Robinson picked up the foul. That's his third. 16 foul against Novice. They got one to give. In the backcourt, it goes to Small. Small around Peterson across the timeline. Small to the right wing. Gives it back to Wendy. Wendy has it between the two circles. Wendy gets the ball to Newland on the right wing to Small, and they finally fouled Small. That was Peterson. They let a lot of time run off the clock, so the foul's going to be on Adrian Peterson. That's his third. And Trevin Small will go to the line and shoot a 1-1. Small, 7 points, looking for 8. Eyes it, fires it, got it. 8 points for Trevin Small. Makes it 57-42, a 15-point Schuyler County lead. A Small, 8, looking for 9. Eyes it, fires it, and missed it. And off the rebound, Eli Carter. Carter to Finley. Dribbles through a double team. Robinson on the right wing in the right corner to Finley for 3. No good. And Robinson off the rebound in the right corner to Finley on the right wing. To Peterson. Now Finley, top of the key. Robinson in a double team fires a 15-footer. No good. Cooper Amon off the rebound. To Trevin Small. And now Schuyler County wants a timeout. 45 seconds left to play in the ball game. Schuyler County 57. Nominger 42. Back in a minute. This is KMEM Sports.
I'm Ryan Seacrest. First responders are people who stand for a greater purpose. They will be there for you when nobody else is, to help you, your family, your community. This is their selfless promise. This is their sworn duty, to protect, to serve, to help. When you call 911, first responders show up now. Let's show up for the people who show up for us every day and every night.
Go to firstrcf.org and make a difference today.
I missed a mortgage payment, but now I'm turning things around. With Sam, I can.
Sam is Smart About Money, a free online resource from the National Endowment for Financial Education. We're an independent nonprofit foundation dedicated to helping people just like you get sound information about money at samican.org.
Business has fallen off at work, but I'm getting prepared for whatever the future holds. With Sam, I can.
Get empowered. Reach your financial goals. Visit samican.org.
Welcome back, everybody. Schuyler County, Iowa High School. As Nominger into the point where they've got the foul to stop the clock, and Adrian Peterson just picked up his fourth foul. As now they take Trevin Small out, a senior, gets a standing ovation. Eli Carter will check out, and Brownell will check back in for Nominger. Mason Humphrey checks in. So Noah Newland at the line. Shots up. It's good. The first point for Nolan Newland. There's the two seniors on the team, I think, Trevin Small and Nolan Newland. Newland's next free throw, no good. Finley off of the rebound. Finley gets it across the timeline. Robinson from downtown. Queen City bullseye. 18 points for Robinson. And now Nominger wants a timeout. 35 seconds left to play in the ball game. Schuyler County 58, Nominger 45, and back in a minute. This is KMEM Sports.
I got smart about mortgages. Now, it's my house I go home to.
I got smart about college. Now my kid's off to a great start.
When it comes to your money, whatever you want to get smart about, you can find it at smartaboutmoney.org.
I got smart about health insurance. Now both my finances and I are healthy.
Smartaboutmoney.org is a free online resource from the National Endowment for Financial Education. We're an independent nonprofit foundation dedicated to helping people just like you get sound information about money.
I got smart about protecting my job. Now, I'm doing better than ever.
For everything from how to build an emergency fund to how to deal with job uncertainty, smartaboutmoney.org has the answers you're looking for.
I got smart about credit cards. Now paper or plastic has a whole new meaning.
Smartaboutmoney.org, the easy place to start when you want to get smart.
Welcome back, everybody. Schuyler High School as Nolan Newland, a senior, checks out. Standing ovation. So Schuyler County will have the ball. Pressure by Nominger. Ryan Ferris will inbound. Gets it to Smith. Smith on the right wing, in the right corner. And a whistle and a foul. Foul, if it's on Peterson, he's out. And they called it on Peterson. He just fouled out of the ball game. So Adrian Peterson picked up his fifth foul as Chase Roberts will put Eli Carter back in the ball game. So Peterson will step down. Carter comes back in. And at the line will be Connor Smith. Smith has 11 points and got 12. 12 points for Connor Smith. 59-45, 30 seconds left to play in the game. Smith with 12, looking for 13, got it. 13 points for Connor Smith. Robinson tried to put up a three, and it looked like it was blocked, but they're going to call a foul on Ryan Ferris. So Ryan Ferris has four fouls. Elliot Severts will check back in the ball game. Also in the game comes Carson Elliott. And also in the ball game, Damian Kelsall. Smith checks out. Mason Humphrey checks out. As at the line will be Robinson. First shot up, no good. Would not go down to Connor Robinson as 18 points. Looking for 19. Isaac fires it and got it. He was after shooting a three, so he has one more. 19 points for Robinson. Looking for 20 with 25 seconds left to play. It's Robinson. Shot up. It's no good. And Cooper off the rebound, and he's immediately fouled. And it may be Brownell. No, it's going to be 24. Eli Carter, that's his second. So, tick by tick, we're getting down in this game. Cooper Amon, first shot, up, got it. 17 points for Cooper Amon. 61-46, his second shot on the way, got them both. 18 points for Cooper Amon. Robinson will try another three. No good. Brownell with the rebound. His putback, no good. Tip up, no good. Finley has it. Put up the shot. Missed it. And do the foul. Foul's going to be on Carson Elliott. That's his second. So two fouls on Carson Elliott. He's first. So I know Newland. That's where I missed the third foul on Newland. As the shot by Finley is up, it's good. As Wes Finley has 13 points. Well, he's probably, he's in the act of shooting, so maybe missed the first one. Now comes down to Damian Calsall, lost the handle on the basketball, and back to Nominger, and that's the end of the ball game. What's the final score? Scotty County 62, Nominger 48. Back in a moment, this is KMN Sports.
Your local volunteer fire department routinely answers the call, whether it be a fire, traffic accident, or a cat stuck in a tree. But because of declines in memberships, departments have become understaffed. Your local volunteer fire department desperately needs you. Can you direct traffic, install a smoke alarm, help at a fundraiser? No matter what skills you have, you can make a difference. You don't have to fight fire to be a volunteer. Will you answer the call? For more information on how you can help, visit the Volunteer Firefighter Alliance at supportvfa.org.
For those of us that own firearms, it's important to maintain and stay proficient in the use of those firearms. To do so requires lots of practice on the range. Whether it's a public range or private property, safety is the utmost importance. Always keep the firearm pointed in a safe direction and keep the muzzle pointed downrange. Never shoot at anything that is not the intended target, especially at a range that is open to the general public. Be certain there is a proper backstop behind your target, such as a dirt berm, pond dam, or ditch. This will ensure the bullets don't stray or ricochet. This has been Missouri Conservation Agent Shannon Smith.
Hi, I'm Kelsey Wiggins, a teacher in Gilmore City Bradgate School District in Iowa. Thanks to a science, technology, engineering, and math grant sponsored by Bear Fund, we renovated an old locker room into a monarch butterfly incubator, providing students with access to innovative technology that engages and inspires them. I encourage farmers to nominate a school district to apply for a $15,000 Grow Rural Education grant by visiting americasfarmers.com.
I missed a mortgage payment, but now I'm turning things around. With Sam, I can.
Sam is smart about money, a free online resource from the National Endowment for Financial Education. We're an independent nonprofit foundation dedicated to helping people just like you get sound information about money at samican.org.
Business has fallen off at work, but I'm getting prepared for whatever the future holds with Sam I Can.
Get empowered. Reach your financial goals. Visit samican.org.
Hi, everybody. I'm Jack Hanna. Since I was a boy, I've been fascinated with animals, especially their tireless work ethic. Just look at birds, who gather supplies to build nests, or penguins, who travel up to 500 miles to secure food for their families. This work ethic is shared by our best friends, canines, who perform life-saving work every day. Dogs comfort returning veterans. They work with diabetics, alerting them when there's a change in their blood chemistry. Working dogs are valuable in many ways. So please join me, an American Humane, in supporting our heroic working dogs. Go to AmericanHumane.org to learn more.
What if the music stopped? If the familiar voices were silenced? If there were no breaking news updates? What if your companion and connection to your community came with a monthly fee? Don't worry, we're free local radio with you wherever you go, celebrating 100 years and looking forward to the next 100. We are broadcasters. Text radio to 52886 and let Congress know you depend on your local TV and radio stations. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Welcome back, everybody, to Scottsdale County High School as it's the final. The Scottsdale County Rams win their 10th game of the year by defeating Nominger 62-48. And let's take a look at the scoring. First four, Scottsdale County, Cale Whitney with 18 points. Cooper Amon with 18 points. Trevin Small with 8. Connor Smith with 13. Ryan Parrish with 4. And Noah Newland with 1. For Nominger, Wes Findlane with 13 points. Karchi Farrell with 2 points. Connor Robinson with 19. Adrian Peterson with 2. Eli Carter with 2. And Jace Brownell with 9 points. Scott O'Kelly led 15-5 after one quarter. Scott outscored Nominger 13-9 or Dominger outscored Schuyler 19-13 in the second quarter. Schuyler led 28-24 at the half. In the third quarter, Schuyler again outscored Dominger 15-5, and Schuyler led 43-29 after three. Then in the fourth quarter, both teams scored 19, and Schuyler County wins at 62-48. So Schuyler County improves to 10-14, while Dominger 16-9. In the girls' game, it was Schuyler County ladies winning their 22nd game of the year by defeating Dominger 66-18. Schuyler County led by McKinley Ashman with 10 points. Ashman Laws with 12, and J.C. Morris with 17, while Dominger led by Abby Fountain with 11 points. Schuyler County led 19-3 after one quarter. Schuyler outscored Dominger 18-2 in the second quarter and led 37-5 at the half. In the third quarter, Schuyler again outscored Dominger 15-9. Schuyler led 52-14 after three. Then in the fourth quarter, it was Schuyler outscoring Dominger 14-4. Schuyler ladies won it 66-18. Schuyler County girls improved to 22-3. Dominger girls 6-17. And again, the boys game you just heard on KMEM, it was Schuyler defeating Dominger 62-48. Schuyler was led by Kayla Lindy with 18, Cooper Heyman with 18, Connor Smith with 13, while Dominger was led by Wes Findlay with 13 and Connor Robinson with 19. Schuyler County 10-14, Dominger 16-9. Coming up tomorrow night, again, weather permitting, it's Milam at Scotland County. I'll be on there from Scotland County High School just before 6 o'clock. For producer Dave Bowden from Schuyler County High School, I'm Donnie Middleton. See you soon.
Thank you, Donnie. Tonight's game has been brought to you by these Schuyler County sponsors. They include Carpet Plus Flooring and Furniture in Kirksville, the Exchange Bank in Northeast Missouri with branches in Cahokia, Lancaster, Memphis, and Queen City. Hawkins Harrison Insurance. They've got offices in Edina, Cahokia, Kirksville, Lancaster, and Memphis. Schuyler County R1 Booster Club, Schuyler County Times Weekly Newspaper, Slate and Polaris ATVs, Tri-County Electric in Lancaster, and Mayberry Farms Truck and Accessories just north of Memphis.